If Param Gurudev, no, the Param Gurudev, he was preaching in Calcutta, and then you know, when he came across the house of Jagabandhu, who was also from Banaripada in Varishal district. Both of them were from the same village. Audloi Maharaj, Param Gurudev, and Jagabandhu Prabhu were from the same village, Banaripada in Varishal district. No, like if you see all the disciples of Audloi Maharaj, they've all gone to Banaripada. Varishal district, like Arnitai Prabhu was saying, that all of us have gone to your Param Gurudev's village, Banaripada and Barishala. And I was thinking, oh, look how much nishtha they have in Param Gurudev. They've all gone to Banaripada. But then I realized it was Audloi Maharaj's birthplace also there. So their Guru Maharaj also appeared there. So this way we see that when Param Gurudev was preaching there in Calcutta, there we heard, no, that when he when Jagabandhu Prabhu saw him, he said, "Oh, Vinod Babu, you're a zamindar. You're a zamindar's son, and now you've become sadhu, tyagi. And you're so much inspired by him." He said, "I want to give something, help you in some way." So then our Param Gurudev told him, "If you want to help in any way, then you can help finance the construction of this temple in Calcutta." Because that time, Ultarangi Junction, Prabhupada was staying there, and for 8 rupees a month, he was paying rent and he was preaching from there. But then the preaching was expanding so much, it was growing, so needed a bigger place. So then Jagabandhu Prabhu, he arranged for this big plot of land to be bought. So then Param Gurudev, he told Jagabandhu Prabhu that, "Oh, you've given us a nice plate, but there's no food on the plate. Means you've bought the land, but who will finance the construction?" So then he said, "Oh, even that I will do." So then he built a very beautiful temple there, which is present to this day, Bagbazar Gaudiya Math. It is said that when Prabhupada built this temple, he had a Dharma Sabha, a religious conference, wherein he called everyone, all the scholarly personalities of Calcutta. So there was a judge. This judge was saying, "Oh, Jagabandhu, he's a very pious person. He's given all his earnings for the construction of this temple." So then, when he heard this, Jagabandhu Prabhu, immediately he asked for permission from Prabhupada to speak. So then he said, "Oh, Prabhupada, can I just say something?" And he said, "Yes." So then Jagabandhu Prabhu said, "Oh, the judge is very educated. What he's saying is true. But still, I'm like illiterate. I don't know anything," he said. "Therefore, when I came to Calcutta," he said, "I only had 14 rupees with me," he said. "In my village, I had nothing," he said, "and I was so poor." He said, "In 1 year, I was deaf. I could not even listen properly. In 1 year, I was deaf. I contemplated suiciding 2 times. I wanted to give up my life 2 times. And once my leg got infected, and then the doctors told me to amputate this leg. But still, anyhow, I prayed, and then nothing happened to me. Then when I came to Calcutta, I was living on the streets. I would eat dried chickpeas that someone would throw away. And this way, with what a little money I had, I started a business. And then, by the blessings of God, Bhagawan," he said, "now I've become so wealthy." So actually, it is Bhagawan himself who has given his own wealth, not me. I have nothing to do. So Prabhupada was very impressed with him. And then it is said that for 1 month, there were great festivals there in Bagbazar. So many meetings there and everything. And then finally, after 1 month, there was a lamp on top of the temple. So there was a hurricane lamp. So then after 1 month, it is said that the lamp broke, and then the fire was extinguished. No, this deep. The fire of the lamp was extinguished. So then immediately Prabhupada said, "Oh, go see how Jagabandhu is." So immediately they went to check on Jagabandhu Prabhu. They saw that he had left his body after 1 month. Prabhupada had given him this title also, Shrestha Arya. He's like a very exalted Arya. Means he's so simple at heart. And he's Bhakti Ranjan. He takes so much pleasure in observing the 9 limbs of Bhakti. So he said, immediately go check on him. And then when they checked on him, he had already left his body. So then Prabhupada said, "Oh, he was supposed to leave his body 1 month before. But just so he could observe these festivals, I made him stay for one more month. Now he has left." So he was a very dear friend of Param Gurudev. So his disappearance day was also a few days before. And we hear also today is the disappearance day of Sri Bhakti Jeevan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj. So over the years, we've heard the Vaishnavas speak about this very elevated Vaishnava, exalted Mahabhagavat. Vaishnavas have had personal association with him for many, many years. They've recollected their fond memories with him. And like we hear, no, the Vaishnavas, they always say that all these kirtans, like we sing during Kartik, is Vrishabhanu Suta, Palyadasi Kori, Dekite Dekite, Shri Krishna Virahe, Nischintamani Moe. All these kirtans we sing, was especially, the Vaishnavas were especially inspired by Shri Bhakti Jeevan Janardhan Maharaj also. Understanding Srila Gurudev also. And like the Janardhan Maharaj especially, he inspired the Vaishnavas also to sing these kirtans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we hear, no, like Janardhan Maharaj, he told the Vaishnavas that, oh, if you want to learn some shlokas, you should learn all the 1,000 names of Srimati Radhika. And then, how can I learn? And then he blessed, oh no, immediately you should learn. Anyhow, when you're cooking, you can write down some of these names. You can write down some of the verses on your hands and on your arms. And as you're cooking, you can look at your arms and see if you're remembering or not. So you can write down all these names also. In fact, Janardhan Maharaj, it is said that he would imprint the names of Srimati Radhika on his body. He would actually imprint these names of her on his body this way. So this way, he said, oh, this way you should remember. He said, no. Like we hear also, Janardhan Maharaj, he would always say, speak in a very feminine way. Like, although his voice is so, strong and deep, you can actually listen to his katha. There are some recordings of him speaking at Rup Sanatan Gaudiamath and during the Parikrama time. There are some recordings of him speaking there also. So then it is said that once he was looking at some lady, and then he told Brahmachari, go ask that lady where she got this odani from. Odani is like this cloth that they cover the heads for. You know, the ladies in Braj, they use that. So then Brahmachari said, oh, how can I go ask her? You know, like anyhow, he went and he asked her, saying, oh, where do you get this cloth from? And then he told Janardhan Maharaj, saying, this lady got from such and such place. So then he inquired, why did you ask Maharaj? What is the reason? Then he said, oh, you don't understand. The cloth is so nice. I want to decorate my Srimati Radhika with that, with a cloth which is similar like that also, he said. It's a very difficult to understand his moods. Very difficult. Like he would speak in a feminine way always, saying like, oh, like in the mood of a gopi. In this way. And it said, like once the Vaishnavas were in Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt. That time, it was Ekadashi, and the Vaishnavas had made prasad for everyone, but for some reason, the manager there, he distributed the prasad to everyone else. And when the Parikrama party came back, they were very upset that there was no prasad left, nothing. So then, they started looking for the Vaishnavas then. Then the Vaishnavas went and hid in Janardhan Maharaj's room. So then, they said, what can I do? You know, like the temple manager there, he distributed everything. There wasn't any fault of mine. So then, Janardhan Maharaj, he said, what to do? This is the nature of this world. That even when you don't do anything, still they blame you. And he recounted his own life. How when he was staying there in this Medinipur, Shyamananda Gaudiya Mutt, someone like once some jewels went missing from Radharani's deity. And then someone blamed Janardhan Maharaj because he was a pujari then. Then Janardhan Maharaj said, I don't know where they are. How can you just blame me? You know? Then anyhow, after the jewels were found somewhere else then. Someone else had placed them there and then forgotten. And anyhow, they apologized to Janardhan Maharaj. Said, this is the nature of this world. And rightly so, what happened? Then the same devotees who were looking for the Vaishnavas, they came and apologized, saying, oh, please forgive us. There was no mistake of yours. It was all his mistake. So this way, the Vaishnavas had so much association with him, saying like, oh, how they took him on Parikrama to all the temples of Braj. Gokulananda, all the Sapta Devalayas. And then Janardhan Maharaj, he had a very heavy set body. So when he was sitting on the rickshaw, even the rickshaw puller, he could not cycle because his body was so heavy set. So then the Vaishnavas were sitting with him, then he told the rickshaw puller, oh, you don't cycle, you step aside, I'll cycle. So then like they started cycling and started taking Janardhan Maharaj for darshan to all these different temples there. So this way, we hear that even in 1986, 500th year anniversary of Mahaprabhu. There also we hear that Gurudev, he went there to Mayapur to commemorate this occasion. And there even the Vaishnavas went. They stayed at Kharagpur in Janardhan Maharaj's mutt in Subhashpalli. There are 2 mutts there that he established, like side by side. This Bhakti Siddhan Gaudiya Mutt and Gaur Vinod Sevashram. Deities there are Radha Nayan Vinod and Radha Kunj Bihari. So therein he established his deities, and as we know, his beloved relationship with his cows. How he said these cows are so special, they're so dear to Krishna. So this way there would be 3 plates. And 3 plates of bhoga, the one for Mahaprabhu, one for Prabhupada, one for Radha Krishna. So 1 plate would be given to the cows, 1 plate for the devotees in the temple, and 1 plate for the guests coming from outside. So this way even it is said that actually when you enter into samadhi also, slowly one by one, even the cows, they started leaving their bodies. One by one, one by one, one by one. Because so much separation from him. And he was given samadhi right there in Kharagpur. So we hear that he was born in 1918. 1918 is the same year that Prabhupada took sannyas and he finished this Shatakoti Nama Yajna, it is said. So that was when he received this order from the Panchatattva that he preached their mission. So then it is said that Janardhan Maharaj, as he was, he left home in a very young age. He would never speak of his childhood, it is said. So then very little is known. So when he left home, then when he came to the Gaudiya Mutt, he was so much absorbed in listening to Harikatha, Kirtan, that Prabhupada took notice that although he was a small boy, he was so much absorbed. So then he admitted him in this Thakur Bhaktivinoda Institute, along with Bhakti Kumut Santa Maharaj, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, where the teachers were Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Bharati Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Audlovi Maharaj, and even Rishikesh Maharaj was there. So this way, he had him admitted him there in that school. And there he was an outstanding student. And gradually, he became the object of Prabhupada's love and affection. And as you know, Prabhupada, he established 4 printing presses. First printing press he established was this Nadia Prakash publication in there in Mayapur. And then this Gaudiya printing works in Calcutta, this Bhagavat press in Krishnanagar, and this Paramarth press in Katak. There he would publish Dainik Nadia Prakash, the Gaudiya, the Harmonist in English, the Bhagavat in Hindi, Paramarthi in Odia, and the Kirtaniya in Assamese. So he made Janardhan Maharaj the in charge of the Odia publication there in Katak, the Sachidananda Gaudiya Mutt. There he was looking after this Odia publication, which he did until 1936-37. Then after Prabhupada's disappearance, he started staying with Bhaktidait Madhav Maharaj and Sant Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj in Medinipur. And then when the temple was officially handed over to Srila Jajavar Maharaj, he continued staying there, preaching. And then gradually, he established his temple there in Kharagpur also. And then it is said he took sannyas from Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanas Maharaj, who was also from Ganjam. So Ganjam is a very pious place, Ganjam district there. Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj, Nityanand Prabhu, and Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanas Maharaj, Anandalila Prabhu, Maya Vigrahaya Prabhu, Janardhan Maharaj, they were all from there. It is said that when there was a big cyclone in Odisha, Katak, all these places were destroyed. But then nothing happened to Ganjam and Jagannath Puri. So he was from that place there. So then he took, accepted sannyas from him and he received this name, Bhakti Jeevan Janardhan. Very life of pure devotion. And Janardhan, as we know, Gurudev is given the name of, explanation of this name, Janardhan, as one who listens to the prayers of his devotees and also as one who destroys all the obstacles of his dear devotees there. So this way, Gurudev has also offered a very nice Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of Srila Janardhan Maharaj. It is called the Viraha Smarak Prakashan. He actually wrote this Pushpanjali in 94. When Janardhan Maharaj entered into Nityalila, Gurudev himself wrote a Pushpanjali. Just as he wrote for Srila Puri Maharaj and all the other Vaishnavas, he wrote one for him also, which was recently published, only recently. 2 years back, it was published in Hindi and also in, it was then translated into English also. Only recently, 2-3 years back. So there, Gurudev, he mentions like first, how he met Janardhan Maharaj. He said that he was, Janardhan Maharaj would every time come, every year he would come for Navadvip Dham Parikrama without fail. He'd say, oh, Keshav Maharaj has invited me with so much love and affection, so I must come, he said, regardless of whatever the circumstances. So there he had the darshan, Srila Janardhan Maharaj. And when Srila Param Gurudev was there for Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, then Janardhan Maharaj, he told his disciples to first offer Pushpanjali to Param Gurudev and then come to him. But then Param Gurudev, he told the disciples of Srila Janardhan Maharaj, saying, no, first you offer Pushpanjali to your Guru Maharaj. No, Krishna himself has said, Pratvam to Guru Puja, Tadaschaiva Mamarchanam. First you worship your Guru and then me. So first they first offered Pushpanjali to Janardhan Maharaj and then to Param Gurudev. Then Param Gurudev said, yes, this is true, this is proper. So then whenever Janardhan Maharaj would meet Gurudev, he would say, oh, just how much love and affection your Guru Maharaj had for me, he said. So this way, Gurudev would also say that when I was with Janardhan Maharaj, I would listen to him recite all these ashtakams. This Gandharva Samprarthana Ashtakam, Radha Kunda Ashtakam, Govardhan Vas Prarthana Dashakam, Chatu Pushpanjali, and then all these other ones, Utkanta Dashakam, Utkalika Vallari, and the Vishaka Ananda Vita Stotra, and all these ones Gurudev said. So he was also an inspiration for me. So, and then I would also recite these verses, Gurudev would say. And all these other verses also that we also sing every day in the morning. This Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi, Na Jeeva Tavayam Vina. Tivikyaya Devi Tam Nayamam Charanam Tikam. This Bhajam Iradam Aravinda Netram. All these verses is Yasya Kadapi Vasanan Chalakelanut. All these verses from Radha Rashtudanidhi, from Raghunath Das Goswami's Vilap Kushmanjali. He would recite all these verses there. And Gurudev would listen. And then he'd say that. So he inspired me also so much in this regard. And then Janardhan Maharaj would also ask certain questions to Gurudev. Like Janardhan Maharaj would say that, oh, I've asked many Vaishnavas, what is the difference between a Raganuga and a Rupanuga? But I'm not satisfied. Can you say? This Gurudev has written in his handwritten Pushpanjali there. So then Gurudev explained, who is a Rupanuga? One who's completely offered himself to Srila Rupa Goswami, both to Sadak Sharir and to his Siddha form. Now this Seva Sadak Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatri, Tadbhava Lipsuna Karata, Vrajalokanu Sharata. So this way, one who follows Rupa Goswami both in his external and his Sadak form and also in his Siddha form is a true Rupanuga. Who's Radha Snehadika, not just Sama Snehadika or Krishna Snehadika, but he has more love and affection for Srimati Radhika. So this way, Janardhan Maharaj, he was so happy when Gurudev spoke on this topic. He said, oh, now when you've spoken on this, I realize that you are the best of the Rupanugas, Janardhan Maharaj would tell him. And even like Janardhan Maharaj, once he asked Gurudev, saying, oh, this Swabhakti Shriyam, what has Mahaprabhu come to give? The moods of Srimati Radhika or the Sri Shobha? That is the beauty of the moods of Srimati Radhika, not just the moods which only Radhika can taste. Then Gurudev said, actually, he came to give the mood of the manjaris of Srimati Radhika. Then again, Janardhan Maharaj was so happy and pleased. And then it is said that even during Parikrama also, it is said that the last Parikrama he ever did was 1993. And the last place he ever spoke at was Paitagau. He spoke at Paitagau there, where Krishna, he appeared in his 400 form as Vishnu. But as soon as he saw Srimati Radhika, his two forms entered inside him. So that was the last place he ever spoke. And then also we hear that during Parikrama, he would say, oh, once Gurudev was saying that Gopishwar, the Lord Shiva can give prem. And he uttered this verse, no, Vrindavana Vanipate Jaya Som Somola. He can give prem. So then some Vaishnava is saying, how is this possible that he can give prem? So then Janardhan Maharaj, immediately he spoke this other verse from Vrajavilastav, where the gopis are saying that, oh, they're praying to Lord Shiva that can you please bless us that we can receive this jewel of Sri Krishna's embrace. So then what is this? It means he can give us that prem, Gopishwar Mahadev. Therefore the gopis, every day they go to the banks of the Yamuna and worship Gopishwar Mahadev. This means if we worship him also, we can achieve prem. So he said Janardhan Maharaj, he like complimented Srila Gurudev. And then it is said that Janardhan Maharaj, along with everyone, Gurudev, you go to the banks of Radhakund and challenge the Sahaja Babaji, saying, why do you say that saffron cloth is not supposed to be worn, sannyas is not supposed to be taken, brahmachari is not supposed to be taken? Why do you say that? We say that the nine roots of Mahaprabhu's Prem Kalpataru, that is Madhavendra Puri, Keshav Bharati, Brahmanand Bharati, Brahmanand Puri, Vishnu Puri, Keshav Puri, Sukhanand Puri, Narsingha Tirtha, Rangapuri, they all were all sannyasis, then they all wore saffron cloth, even Nityanand Prabhu, he was wearing, Sarup Damodar Goswami also. So why do you deny? So this way he challenged them, and then they could not say anything there. So then we hear that even the Vaishnavas have described that once Janardhan Maharaj completely, his feet were pricked by thorns, and then like completely bleeding, and immediately the Vaishnavas tore their uttariya and tied his feet with a cloth. And then Janardhan Maharaj said, oh, you tore your own cloth. And then immediately the Vaishnavas, like, they served him. And then Janardhan Maharaj was so happy and pleased. So this way, he was always there in Parikrama every year, there. So we hear that even once when he was with Param Gurudev, he asked Param Gurudev, what is the meaning of Samadhi? Because normally we hear that Kirtan is the topmost limb of Bhakti, but then we hear that Samadhi, remembrance, is actually the topmost limb. So how can we reconcile? So in Param Gurudev, he explained that Samadhi means to become one with the mood of the object of your service, regardless of whichever rasa you're in, and then to enter into those pastimes and serve with that same mood. So this way, Janardhan Maharaj, he was making Param Gurudev explain all these things and make everyone realized in all these Tattva Siddhantas. So this way, Gurudev has written a very nice Pushpanjali there. And he also said that 1994, just before Janardhan Maharaj left, Gurudev, he actually went there. And he went to meet Janardhan Maharaj. So Janardhan Maharaj, he was lying down. And then the doctors had told him that he should never like meet anyone. But as soon as Gurudev came, immediately he arose and he embraced Gurudev. It is said actually he offered his pranams to Gurudev immediately. And then Gurudev said, Maharaj, what are you doing? And then like immediately both of them embraced each other. And Janardhan Maharaj had him sit on the bed with him. He had him sit on the bed with him. And then immediately he started an Ishtagoshti there. He was weeping, saying, oh, see how merciful Srimati Radhika is. She's Karunamai. And then he started speaking on the glories of Srimati Radhika. And then actually speaking the glory, the names of Srimati Radhika, he left this world. This way he was a very dear Siksha Guru of Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas and everyone. Very bosom friend with Srila Vaman Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj and everyone else. Vaman Maharaj actually, he would send his own disciples to Janardhan Maharaj, saying, go and serve him. He doesn't have any sevaks. Even like the present Acharya there, he actually received Harinam from Srila Vaman Maharaj. And then he received Diksha from Janardhan Maharaj. So this way, even his Siddha Swarup also, it is said that he has the same name that is present in his sannyas name also. So today is very auspicious tithi. A Vaishnav who's like a gem, who's hidden, and whose glories are now gradually, by the mercy of Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, now we're listening to his glories and realizing how pure he was and how exalted he was. So on this auspicious tithi, we can only pray that he had so much nishtha in the Vaishnavas, in the service of Prabhupada. He's also given some Upadeshavali also, where he's described so many things. And we hear that he would especially observe Radhashtami and Prabhupada's Avirbhav Tirubhav with so much love. And I think in his mutt, they even sing Param Gurudev's Mangalarti, I think, in the morning. They sing the Arati also there, Tulsi Parikrama and all these things. So he prayed his lotus feet that we can also have, we cannot even say a drop actually, you know, we're not even qualified for a drop. So maybe like, if a drop is separated into many thousands of parts, we can have one part of that drop of his Guru Nishtha and Bhakti. Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripasan Bhishcha Itanam Pani Pyavishna Bhivana Bhuda.
Ongagyanatvinandhishaganajnanasalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namah vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhyaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah namah badannaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gaurati se namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattar Gunat श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जावेते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मदेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती तारिणी की जय जय कात्यायनी व्रत की जय व्रतपर्णकारी भक्तवृंद की जय समवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय जय श्री भक्ति जीवन रणधन गोस्वामी महाराज तिरुभाव तिथि महोत्सव की जय जय तिथि पारणकारी भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे टुडेज नित्यलीला पृष्ठ भक्ति जीवन रणधन गोस्वामी महाराज डिसअपीयर्स डे महाराज appears in Odisha. After his childhood, he has too much respect and love for within sadhus. He meeting with many sadhus, anywhere, any assembly, any sadhu coming. He is talked with them. They are, all are near his hearing. Sadhus are telling this. He is asking, why you not family? Is coming here, take care of family, you not accepting families. Why you are sadhu, renounce? He is asking. Then they are telling, I am going in family and I am going hell. And I am going jail. I am arrest, therefore no need family. I will be sadhu, then I am with God family, then I am getting liberation, going eternal world. And he say, then how possible this? Parents and family, everybody is leaving, left everybody. Then sadhu there very simple talk with him, telling, oh, this family relation very easy, but sadhus with relation, this is very hard. But you are making the relation with sadhus, and there is your life and soul, then you enter in this God family, you have no problems, no more punishment, no punarupi janaram, punarupi mananam, punarupi janani jatare swayanam. Death and birth cycle off. Last. This is last of day, meeting within sadhu and staying within sadhu, and you are following the sadhu's footstep, then very nice. This is liberation, and no more you coming back, no turn. Then he say, sadhu's with his relation, but how can sadhu accepting me? I am accepting sadhu's. I don't know who is real sadhu, who is bhogi, jogi, and a cheater, wearing sadhu's dress, doing all nonsense. I know like this. Then he said, okay, to praying Lord Jagannath. Odisha, one thing, everybody, A to Z, all caste and religion, they respecting Jagannath. And Jagannath's name is Bada Thakur. And they will, Bada Thakur, and there is everything is his mercy. They believe. Not following, no problem, but they have faith and respect. So Maharaj is a childhood is going to Jagannath Puri and Jagannath Rath Yatra. And then all are going Jagannath near and doing parikrama, offering bhoga, taking prasadam. So Maharaj looking only sadhus. Maharaj's nature, he is that time childhood do, only he is talking with his sadhus. you know, talk with any other. Then he hearing many, many sadhus, many, many advice. But all are same thing, telling him, this life is best life, human life. You will be, you will be following sadhus and will be sadhu, then your life will be successful. You crossing maya, no more suffering, no more your tension. Then he say, okay, I'm praying my Lord Jagannath, Bada Deul, Bada Thakur. He is definitely giving me good advice. After, in Odisha, many, many Prabhupada Sri Thakur followers are going, preaching, magazine distributing, book distributing, Nam Sankirtanam, and inviting program like Bhubaneswar Tridandi Gaudiya Math, Kotak is Gaudiya Math, and many, Jagannath Puri, many places there are Gaudiya Math, Baleswar has Gaudiya Math, everywhere Gaudiya Math. Then he is meeting within Gaudiya Math sadhus. Then sadhus are also they telling this human life is not too available every all time. Very rare is human life also. You have all senses is strong and good. Now you are offering yourself God lotus feet. God is accepting in you. Then no more tension. No, never you come back and or no punishment, no suffer coming. You getting liberation. And God with relation, then is life successful. Then he is hearing, he is telling Naradisi stories. That time too he is reading all Purana. Like 18 Puran and then 108 Upanishad. He is starting reading. And after he came Gaudiya Math, he is looking, here not one to sadhu. Prabhupada Sri Thakur time, many sadhus. He came in Gaudiya Math, then he is very happy. And meeting with us all, then saying, how possible I am, will be sadhus, near and dearest, sadhu will be my near and dearest. He asking this, Bhakti Vivek Bharati Maharaj, sometime Bhakti Pradip Tirtha Maharaj, they are one thing telling, you, this lifetime, you promise, you are not talking with this, any ordinary people without sadhu. Sadhu with is talking, then you never fall down, never problems coming in life. He said, this is how possible. World many people, but everybody is not is wearing saffron cloth, and no, there is shaving head. All are not sadhu. Many, many also bhogi, many, many yogi. How can possible? Thinking, but after asking any other sadhus, Gaudiya Math, they are also telling, Mahaprabhu's order, no prajalpa. No gramya katha, no gramya varta. Na koibe, na sunibe. No speaking, not hearing. Then is this is his main sadhan. You are fixed your relation and then no more tension and depression coming. No more problem coming. Why sadhus are only without Krishna katha? They cannot speaking. They are not hearing. So you, sadhus is talking, then sadhus are giving answer, only nectar. No prajalpa. They are not telling story, history, no family talking, no bhoga for talking. They are, sadhus are nicer, they are glorifying God, speaking about God. They like His, they have love for God. And then they chanting, they reading, they looking, they remembering, they serving. Continue the engage. Then he said, wow, very easy process. Only ordinary people is talking, then what they're telling? How are you? Where are you? Where from you? How can I help you? How can I serve you? Only they are trying to stealing and pulling, catching, and after this, smashing, squeezing, or taking and throwing garbage. But sadhus are only feeling and feeding. They say, "Bas, very good. That is childhood. Is then is Mayapur Bhaktivinoda Institute school. They are teaching school, very nice school." He say, "I am going is my village school. They are teaching only geography, history, mathematics. This school is very nice. Only Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all nice nice sloka and purport. They teaching." And each other not doing prajalpa, no talking. Seva, Harinam, very busy, no time. Also Sadhuji is talking, then your strength coming. But now what happened, you know? Never talking with his sadhus. Talking with his ordinary people, very happy then. I'm talking one day 10-20 people with this. Oh, today my life is good. I'm talking many people with this. Yeah. And mobile, oh, then is life. No mobile, then life is finished. Yeah. Hour, 2 hour, 3 hour only talking, talking, talking. Now is online, much better. Yeah. So this, but that time, his complete school, coming service, each other has no time, kirtan sitting, and he's very happy. After sometime, he's looking, cows are very nice, they're not talking. But dog is barking, each other attacking, but cows are never attacking. Very peaceful life, very happy life there. Then he is somebody giving him one cow. He take care of this cow and slow, 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 slow. 40-50 cow is granddaughters, many big family now. Like it's huge. And Maharaj temple, very small, not too bigger. One side cow shed, one side temple, one side Maharaj bhajan kuti, and a small one kitchen. And also roof is flower garden. Complete roof, many flower he planting and garden, and all small, small, small pot with this. His rules every day after Gaurarati, Shayanarati time, flower, nice, nice. This plant is bringing, putting in temple, and middle is giving. Thakurji is sleeping for bed, and night time closing gate, and then all room is flowers smell, and dropping flower on top of bed. And he is collecting everywhere to flower. He says, "Oh, I am within will be flower, then I will be like flower. I am will be within this this stone and this garbage, then my nature will be like garbage nature." Therefore he is, Gaudiya Math has many garden flowers, but mostly two personality, Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj and this Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami Maharaj. Other all temple has garden, but they have small area like a roof, and on top of roof they 100 pots with the making flower planting. Many types of flower. Anywhere to the collecting and watering, giving fertilizers, and all time medicine, anyhow growing, and everyday rules. Night time, flower, these pots is coming, temple, morning Mangalarati, then take out all. Cows are also, Maharaj is sleeping, Maharaj four side is all calves, they are sleeping. And how is this cows and calves? You cannot believe this. They are going first floor, second floor, third floor, no problem. They like human, walking, going. After coming down, they have no problem. I am surprised. They are not slippery, they cannot fall in. After Mangalarati time, ring a bell, then no many brahmachari, only one or two, or three. Then all cows are coming front of standing, it is Mangalarati starting, then they are standing, a silence, all calves, cows, all coming. After Maharaj giving the sprinkling water, and after they are doing arati, after Krishna arati, Gaura arati, then doing their arati. Then they are very happy, then they going. Afternoon bhoga, I am there many times, 15 days, sometime 1 month, sometime 1 week. Then nobody, then I am cooking, offering bhoga, and distributing prasadam, and cow's milk with his Maharaj's rules. Morning time, hot milk, pakodi, moni, flat rice, bhoga giving. Afternoon time, kheer, sweet rice, milk with his. Evening time, 4:30, milk breaking and making chana paneer. Oh, this much offering bhoga. And night time, boiling milk, thick rabadi. Why many cows, milk never selling. Achha. Afternoon, I'm preparing bhoga, arati finished, looking all cow come. I see, Baba, how is this trained cows? They are come and standing, after watering, then they gone back. But little later, all cows are mooing. I see, why they are mooing? I'm thinking grass is needed, water needed. Then I'm looking, grass some giving, and they are not eating grass. I give water, no. He only mooing, loudly shouting, all, all same time, 40, 50 cows. Maharaj come out, Maharaj say, oh, these cows are mooing. I say, why mooing? I don't know. I'm not beating them. I'm thinking Maharaj will be disturbed. These cows are never touching, then Maharaj is very angry. I'm not beating, I'm giving grasses, they're not eating. I give water, they cannot drinking. Say, you not give prasadam? I said, no. Say, one plate is bringing quickly. Then big, big plate. One Radha Krishna, one Prabhupada, that is there, and one Mahaprabhu. Three plate bhoga. Then one plate bringing quickly. I am bringing. The Mahasa banana leaves bringing. Then I bring banana leaves. The telling line by line, giving all banana leaves. I say, I am giving banana leaves all line by line, asana like. Many, many. Say, all prasadam, giving them. I am giving, one by one came line by line. Their own plate they are taking, no other plate. They not disturb any other. Eating, then licking, and this leaflet also eating, and they are silence, gone, resting. No more mooing. I say, Baba Maharaj, how is this, take care of these cows. After, calves are how calves? All Maharaj near is sleeping. Licking, smelling, and Maharaj eating. After Maharaj eating, they're telling sweet rice and taking. Calves are coming and licking and going and smelling Maharaj. Then they're sleeping, they're sitting. Oh, I am like 15 days. Then I say, Maharaj, I'm giving all prasadam them. Say, no. They like Mahaprasad. This soul is not his ordinary soul. They are come from Golok Vrindavan, helping for me, teaching for me, how serving Krishna. All cow not is Hindu cow, not is Bhakta cow. Many cows are Christian cow, many Muslim cow. Many cows are eating garbage. All. But many Brahmin cow, Golok Vrindavan cows. They are came my near. I am serving them, they are serving me. They are helping me, they are teaching me. Early morning, Mangal Arati before, little late, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, not ringing bell, not opening temple, all are starting, they moving. Not little, very strong, like breaking temple, everything. And here and there running. Why not opening temple? Why not opening gate? Then gate opening, temple opening, pujari sometimes is one, two person tired and sleeping, not waking, then these cows are giving warning. Again and again. Like you know, chicken. Chicken are 4 o'clock every day, or they are talking only. They are calling all are. But these cows are tamed. Then Maharaj is telling, okay, now quickly Mangal Arati after, milkman coming, milking cows, and then giving them some dalia, yeah, some khichdi. Bengali people, rice part, small, like short eggs, rice, they cooking. And lot of cooking in all cows giving. And they are giving vegetables, some other things, boiling and then giving. They hot complete, but giving this, their pots, but they are looking. No coming this charanamrita, no coming prasadam, they are not eating. I say, Maharaj, one day I am asking, laughing and joking, Maharaj with this, I am asking, Maharaj, this cow that following Ekadashi, you telling all the Golok Brindam from come, that following Ekadashi? I say, yes, they following Ekadashi. I say, okay, I am Ekadashi, they are staying here and then I am looking. How they following Ekadashi? They are eating grasses, then not Ekadashi. They are eating grains, not Ekadashi. Then how following Ekadashi? Say, I am cooking for them Ekadashi foods. I am giving them Ekadashi prasadam. That day, peak cook. Maharaj's disciples, but they are all family members. They coming duty before and after duty, the railway workers, yeah, some other government workers, Maharaj nearby, all like his one plat. Here and there are many plats, to all coming temple. And there is also, how is Maharaj disciples? Ladies, gents, very constrained. They coming, temple cleaning, cows or stool, cow dung making, watering all trees and plants. And after Maharaj sitting, then Maharaj speaking Harikatha. Every day morning, evening, Maharaj speaking Harikatha. Very nice Harikatha. Many rich people also coming. And Maharaj himself, every day, old days, but he is going for bhiksha. Market going, and many rich shopkeeper, other market, all people, lot of giving. After they are by rickshaw, they coming temple and bringing. And Maharaj telling, oh, 2-3 person, but cooking it, be huge. Why? One side cows giving, one side any darshan for coming people giving. After disciples are evening time, after duty off, then they coming. But Maharaj then telling, all prasadam here, you taking. They have nishtha, very strong faith for Maharaj. And this, after small temple, many cows, then Maharaj, one day I'm in Jagannath Puri, Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj temple, that year is opening temple, Chandrodaya temple, nearby Gundicha temple. Then also another site, one bank of river, no, bank of ocean, one disciples of Gurudev, he is also opening one big house. And big, that day he is thinking, he inviting me. And with me many devotees Mathura to gone. Then he say, you coming doing kirtan and or some program? I say, no. I like one Maharaj, very elder and scholar, and his bless necessary. Then say, I don't know any Vaishnava in Jagannath Puri. I say, why you training like this? This is not good. Say, I am going everywhere. I know nobody scholar, nobody qualified, no bona fide devotee. I say, okay, you don't know. Okay, come with me. Then I'm gone, Chaitanya Chandra Mandir, and first time meeting with Bhakti Puri Maharaj, and after Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Maharaj, then he is inviting, okay, you come. Puri Maharaj say, I am very busy temple opening date, and many huge, 900,000 people come, Visakhapatnam, Hyderabad, and Odisha, Ganjam, many places too. Then Maharaj busy. Evening time program, Then evening time there is gathering Harikatha, Kirtan. Then Puri Maharaj telling, okay, Janardhan Maharaj, for you go. Then Maharaj came, all our many Mathura people, all Calcutta to came, many people, then doing Kirtan after Maharaj starting Harikatha. Maharaj first is 1 hour speaking, after they requesting little more speaking, then Maharaj like 2 or 3 hours speaking. After very happy. They never hearing like this Harikatha. All very deep attachment with God and God family relation, Golok Vrindavan too. This is all are came this world, but not for this relation for ordinary people. How can getting relation with this Golok Vrindavan, all God family with this? This is our sadhana. Otherwise, life is useless. Only I am making many followers, but I am following them, they are following me, then I am going hell. I am following this God family, and God family, they are remembering me, calling me, pulling me, meaning I am continue to glorify them, remembering them, this is my good luck, good fortune. Maharaj very easily speaking, very nice Harikatha. After Harikatha Kirtan complete, then they give prasadam, then eating, and after coming time, they are requesting Maharaj, give me some dakshina. That time, like if this is 1992, this time. So that time, they give me 5,000 rupees Maharaj. Maharaj say, I am not coming for business purpose. Harikatha selling for, I may not come. Manipas for, I am not come for your near. You not thinking, I am businessman and this purpose I came money making for, income for come. He refusing, giving back. He say, you like, you come, Harikatha hearing, then with you and relation. Your garbage and rubbish taking for, I am not come. Maharaj is by rickshaw. And then night time, 10:30, 11 o'clock, very far. One side is Sargadwar, or more far, and one side is Baliapanda, and one side is this Gundicha, like 12, 15 kilometers. So night time, Maharaj came alone, some sevak came, and after, then they are this Harikatha hearing, very greedy. Next, they are hearing, then Maharaj inviting, okay, you come Khadakpur. They came Khadakpur, then say, Maharaj, without sadhu seva, sadhu not accepting any seva, then how can all are getting benefit and liberation coming? Please, accepting something. Maharaj say, I know like anything, I have many cows, you make one cow shed? Then say, yes. But here there are no place, all colony. Then they nearby bypass, they're buying one big land. And they are making cow shed, Maharaj bhajan kuti, everything. But Maharaj try telling these cows are taking all going cow shed. But cows are not going. By force is taking them, then they are fasting. They are not eating, not drinking. Then Maharaj going with them, Maharaj staying there, Maharaj coming back, they all are behind running. Gate is closed, they like jail inside his prisoner. They shouting, like they will be die. Then Maharaj what be thinking, what can I do? Then they are also making one temple, and temple hall, and after Maharaj sometimes staying there, night time cows are sleeping, then coming into here. Morning going there, no going, then there is like own children's, without parents like is suffering. More than there, after sometime after Maharaj disappears, 2 days like, then giving Maharaj Samadhi, cows are Maharaj Biraha separation. All 1 year inside, everybody departure. Nobody there. Maharaj is giving somebody sannyas, this bhakti Kamal Govinda Maharaj and this Vishnu Maharaj, many Maharaj is giving sannyas. Also he, some godbrothers, my Guru Maharaj sending, he is at that time no sevak. Then they are serving Maharaj. Maharaj giving them diksha after sannyas. Staying, but Maharaj rules is every year going. Navadvip parikrama, every year coming. Brajmandal parikrama, Devanda Golimat going there, here Keshavji Golimat coming. And Gaur Purnima day before parikrama finish, then Gaur Purnima morning he is going on back his temple. Here there is Abhishek, Harikatha, Kirtan, and last program. Kartik also last time he is Purnima one day before he is going back. But he is coming Brajamandali, a gold mandal, then this cows near he taking permission. He say, I am 10-15 days before to Krishna's near is praying. Oh Krishna, this is your cows. You take care of them, but I am going now, Navadvip Dham, yeah, Brajamandal. I am coming time, he is going time, what taking, you know, many prasadam for them. Nice pila, nice sweets, he taking for them. And they are near coming, then they all are dancing, like very happy. So this Maharaj saying, eternal world which is no relation, Krishna serving, and Krishna teaching. So then this world, people with this relationship, then I am lost my brain, lost my heart, lost my life. Million crore life is gone, also going. This life is only one life. This life is going down, up. Therefore stop. No talking, no hearing, no looking, no thinking about anybody. I am not maintainer, no anybody take care of, no anybody authority and guardian. I am not anybody's any part of this family's life part, nobody's. God is everybody's helper. This beloved God with his, why not relation? Therefore, he is all time chanting, bas, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Anybody come, then bas. He is all time addressing Radhe, Radhe. Bas. And all time praying. Every day, two sloka. He is new verses. He learning, memorizing, and doing Tulasi Parikrama, chanting. Then he is eating or drinking something, Charanamrita Prasad. Two sloka, two verses, not remembering. He say, what I'm giving answer? I'm learning many things, but not learning any sloka. Say, I have no brain. So no brain, then you are mad and crazy. Other things, how can you learning? How remembering? You are, Maharaj giving an answer. 10 rupees, you are lost. Day and night, you thinking about 10 rupees. You lost this God love. You never thinking. How coming back? I'm lost. One coin is gone, then why look on? Who is taking? How I'm missing? How I'm lost? So your brain is not working, then how are you thinking about this 10 paisa? 10 rupees? How? You are a cheater. Very, very great cheater. This, he said, Amulya Ratna. Unlimited, unparalleled this wealth. This life is, this I am collecting, then my life will be successful. But I cannot collecting this love. I am missing, I am careless. But 1 rupee, 2 rupee, yeah, gold, some. These things for I have care. I am hiding. Anybody not know where I am hiding? Everything for I have too much affection. But why not affection? She say I am childhood, this come temple, Vaishnavas near, Guru Vargas near, to I am learning. This is my wealth and property. Every day I'm collecting. Two sloka, this is my million crore rupees to more than this valuable. Then he is all holy name of Radharani, Vishakha Devi, Lalita Devi. He is near to all our Gaudiya Sampradaya after generation. All they are to learning. He is teaching. He himself is practicing. all Giriraj Govardhan, how praying, all Astakam, Jamuna Devi, Vishakha Devi, Lolita, all are name. Where writing? Who is Purana's writing? He all learning and all collecting and he's distributing these things. This is his wealth, our life for. But now time is going, life is going. After what is I have benefit balance only on earth. Night time sleeping, then short dream. What? This all mundane things. Ritual things coming, holy dham coming, any sloka coming, any Krishna lila coming. Why? Then night time practicing anything, that things habitual, that thing coming by near. Result, this is fruit, exam. Every day say, your test coming, exam coming, night time sleeping and then what is you doing morning to evening? Night time this is paper, exam paper coming. Looking and checking you, then understanding. So Maharaj is coming Brajamandal. He is speaking Harikatha. Also he is hearing. And he is any places going, big fat body, very soft, but sannyasi opening cloth uttariya and he is rolling this dust. There is stone, there is throne, there is other. He not thinking. All body crash, bleeding, or never thinking. He said, this body, today going, tomorrow going, this is also holy dust, not touching this body and mind, how will be pure, how will be favorable. So, good luck with this, all Guru Vaishnavas. Then little bit is idea. Therefore, now no more desire ki talking, making friendship, take care of this and that, responsibility. No more desire. Why this acharya? How they are practicing in life? Real sadhana. But any dumb people, Maharaj is telling, any dumb, then they have no voice and they're not talking. Then they are getting liberation? No. They are not glorified. They are not learning. They are not remembering. But no voice then. But I have everything. I am using for God's purpose. Then is lucky. So today praying Maharaj Niya, this life is not wasting, but properly using for this eternal service for. Now, tomorrow, next year, I'm Gaur Premanande.
Barakaruna karo Vaishnava gosa Barakaruna kara Vaishnava gosa Patita pavana tama Kaharane ka te gele papa dure Emona daya la prabhu ke vakota pa Gangara parasha hoile paschate pava Darshane pavitra kara eto maragona. Haristane aparadhe tare harina. Tomastane aparadhe nahi koera. Tomara re doye sada Govinda besa. Govinda kahe namama Vaishnava para Prati janme kori asha charane radule Janme janme kori asha charane radule Narottame kara daya apanara bole Oe vara karuna kara Vaishnava gosa Padita bhavana toma vineke hona Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Jai Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jai Vaishnav Thakur Taku narottama, taku narottama, narottama, taku narottama. Jai Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami, Bhakti Jivan Janardhan Goswami. Ha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Jai Gurudev. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Swaparshada Srila Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol. Tai Gaur Vimananda Hari Hari